Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, hey everybody. So, the other day I was on a gig and I was playing the tune Bolivia. And it reminded me about one of the most deceptively difficult aspects of improvising, the one chord vamp. Yes, that's it, I said it, the one chord vamp. So, as jazz pianists, we're always talking about chords, chords, chords. What chords can we play? 2-5-1s, chord substitutions, you know, all this. And it's so easy to get boxed into just playing chord changes all the time, because that is the bulk of the repertoire we're playing, you know. Jazz standards have a lot of chords in them that we need to be able to navigate and improvise over. But what happens when there's only one chord? What do you do when you're just stuck on a G7 for 8, 16 bars, maybe more? Maybe that's your whole solo, is just one chord. A lot of blues players and funk players will just play over one chord. How do they make it sound good? What do they play? What are they thinking? You know? So, when I was on that gig, I was playing over Bolivia, tuned by Cedar Walton. The tune itself does have a lot of chords in it, but then there's the one chord vamp at the beginning. So, what do we do when we get to that chord? Well, there's a lot of things we can do. If we're playing over G7, the first thing we can talk about is what mode are we in? That's a good place to start. The mode tells us what are all the good notes that we can play that we know right off the bat will sound good. In this case, we're dealing with all white notes. The technical term for this would be Mixolydian in G. We've got the flatted 7, which gives us the Mixolydian sound. So take a minute, if you're following along at home, take a minute to just explore that mode a little bit. You know, you can throw down a shell in your left hand, something like that. See which notes stand out to you, which notes, you know, say something different than the others. Here's what it would sound like if I'd improvise just using that mode. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. can hear in the end there, I started getting to some sequences or patterns that sounded more melodic than just playing up and down the mode. And this brings me to our next step for improvising over one chord vamps, and that is bringing in some patterns. Now, this is something that pianists don't always practice, although horn players often will practice patterns. I mean, we're gravitating more towards like chordal things because we have the advantage of playing multiple notes at once. But when you're just limited to one note, if you're improvising just using one note melodies, patterns are a great option. Here's a pattern that I like to shed that goes well over this mode. So that's just going up the mode. So it goes down, then up, and then. Here's a little faster. So that's a good thing to practice. You can get that up to tempo. You can also do it going downwards. All I did was invert it, so I went up instead of down. Here it is at tempo. Now here's what it would sound like if I was improvising using that pattern, and I'll extend to use a couple other different patterns. Here we go. 3 different patterns that I threw in there, all of which are fair game, you know, to practice. I think one I ended with was. And that's all diatonic. If you threw in some chromatic notes, that's one I've heard people play before. Another pattern I used was sort of this ascending seventh chord shape. And then descending. So those are all patterns that can be helpful in your improvising. One thing I will warn against is overusing patterns. If I just played a solo that sounded like, it'd get a little boring after a while. So a rule that I've heard from teachers in the past is after 2 or 3 repetitions, start to change it up so that it doesn't get, you know, boring or predictable. So if I took that pattern and were to change it up, it might sound like this. So that's a way to keep your improvising sounding fresh and organic while using these patterns. They can be really helpful, but just be careful not to overuse them. Now, so far, everything that we've talked about is diatonic, meaning in the key. So we haven't really ventured outside of all white notes, except for that one chromatic pattern. Now, one thing that you can do over a one chord vamp to really make things interesting is go outside of the key. No one is telling that you have to play only G7 the whole time. And this is where your creativity really comes in as an improviser, because you're playing more than just what's on the page. If it says G7, some people might be limited by just thinking only G7, but the best improvisers really take that liberally and are able to extend beyond that. Now, so what are some ways that we can do that? Well, immediately, you can sidestep, meaning go a half step above or below. That might look like this. So if we're in G, a half step above is A flat. So you can take that as an idea and roll with that. Below would be G flat. So that's going above and below. And you can really roll with this and explore it on your own in ways that that I haven't even mentioned. Here's some exploration that I'm doing right now with going to maybe some more distant keys. So you can see when I take it outside into some more distant keys, I always come back to G, because that's our resolution. That's, if the bass player is playing G, that's where we're going to want to end up. So you can always explore and, take it as far as you're willing to go. Everyone has a different threshold for dissonance and, stuff outside of the key, but I find that it's most effective to resolve it back to G. So those are some strategies for playing over one chord vamps. We're talking about playing within the mode, finding some melodies, some notes that speak to you, that you can focus on in your improvising. You can check out some patterns that you can practice on your own that can really come in handy when you go to play over these vamps. Those patterns can be diatonic or even include some chromatic notes. And we talked about warning not to overuse the patterns. Keep it organic, keep it fresh, keep it interesting. Don't overuse them more than two or three times in a row, because it starts to get predictable. And lastly, don't be afraid to step outside of the key. Sidestepping is always a great choice, and bring it back to G to resolve with the band. It's all about that tension and release. And there's really no limit to this, so spend some time with it and see what you latch onto. Well, good luck. Happy practicing.